this group.
Okay. Thank you, Ajahn Amaro. And greetings, everyone. I feel very blessed to be here. I think one of the reasons I'm here is to learn more about Ajahn Chah and to feel his presence as we talk about him together through this weekend. And that supports and nourishes us in our work in South Africa. And when we were first invited to participate in this conference immediately, as Ajahn Amaro said, rationally we thought, no, there's no way that we can come from such a long distance to be with you all. And then we were on a month retreat in February, and as I was meditating, it became very kind of strong in my mind that we should just come. And then Kirisara had the same feeling. It felt just important to make it here. And it came from a place, from a place of gratitude, a very profound sense of gratitude for the life of this person and the impact he'd had on both of our lives and the introduction through him to the monastic life, which has been extremely profound for me and something I'm still working with and integrating my 12 years in that tradition, formally in that tradition in the monastery, in the robes.